friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I love that. Some sweet, comforting words from Jesus from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Well, happy Friday. Yes, this 30th day of December 2016. Fred, how are you? Joey Kroll with you. Kind of did a flip-flop and a switch. Normally, we spend our time together and Thursdays, but Mark asked me to fill in again this Friday. I said, why not? I have no problem at all. I hope you are doing well. Yeah, this is New Year's Eve. Yeah, the day, I guess you could call it the last business day of 2016. Any plans for tomorrow night? Our church is putting together a nice little gathering, I think from like 6 to 9 at our church tomorrow. Can't stay out too late because we got church the next day, so we're looking forward to it. But can you believe 2017? Think about it. That sounds like, I mean, if you really think about it, that sounds like it's something in the future, like far away. I mean, wow, already 2017. And just reminds me of, I think it was the psalmist that says, Lord, teach us to number our days, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. My goodness, time really does fly. I'm having a hard time really grasping the idea of 2017. But anyways, I hope that you're having yourself a wonderful week. In fact, I don't know if you have a brand new 2017 calendar yet, but if you do, you might want to mark down a couple of dates, Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. We're going to be gearing up for the Great News Radio Grand Opening Open House at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, Friday, January 20th from 4 to 8, and again on Saturday, January 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we have lots of different things on the schedule for those 2 days, but it's really a grand opening. It's a celebration of this new opportunity to have the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. May have some desserts and maybe some giveaways as well, but it's a great opportunity to see what God is doing here at Great News Radio. So, yeah, be sure to mark those 2 dates, Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. Also, as we kind of get into the mode of kind of putting a wrap on 2016, would you remember us here at Great News Radio with a special year-end gift? I mean, opportunity is kind of running slim here in our final hours, final day and a half of 2016. But would you remember us with a special year-end gift? As you know, here at Great News Radio, we're listener-supported, which means we don't air commercials. We don't receive checks from the government to broadcast. We really do depend by God's grace, but also friends like you and friends like me who financially contribute here at Great News Radio. We are listener supported. That's what that means. And this month is a very important month here at Great News Radio. December will help us end this year on budget, in the black, and ending this year strong. So consider sending in a special year-end gift, 100% tax deductible, by the way, to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org. Click the button that says donate. And from all of us here, Mark, Jason, Karen, and the rest of the team, thank you for your continued prayers and gifts of support.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came.
thank you so much for listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you.
I remember a stand-up comedian saying one time, you know, my wife and I vowed to never go to bed angry at each other. And he went on to say, we've been up for 3 weeks straight. Oh, I love it. You know, friend, the truth about relationships, all relationships, is that conflict happens. Amen. Broken relationships often go off track because somebody insists on having their way. And today we're going to talk about how God can restore broken relationships. Amen. He really can. And Jacob and Esau are a prime example on how humility is an important key to repairing a broken relationship. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Genesis 27. Genesis 27. We're going to look at verse 41 here, just one verse. It says that Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. So we have here two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Jacob was younger, but just barely, and his twin Esau was born first. But Jacob arrived just a moment later, grasping Esau's heel, the Bible tells us. Even at the moment of their birth, the brothers were already fighting for position. And their parents, Isaac and Rebekah, well, they didn't really help the situation at all because Isaac favored Esau and Rebekah favored Jacob. And Rebekah went so far as to help Jacob steal his father's blessing, a blessing Isaac intended for Esau, the firstborn. Now, if you remember the story, a little background here before we move forward, Jacob, again, he was the youngest. Isaac was going blind at his old age, but Esau, he was a hairy guy. The Bible tells us he was kind of hairy. He must have been like on the episode of like Duck Dynasty or something. I mean, brother was hairy, you know. So anyway, so Isaac was about to give Esau the blessing. Now, blessing was a prayer of wealth and health and a double portion of an inheritance. Okay. But remember, Rebekah favored Jacob. So they sent Esau out. And Rebekah helped Jacob kind of put on some fur from some dead animals. And so when Isaac was about to bless his son, he thought it was Esau. But when he put his hand on Jacob, he felt all the hair. And he said, ah, my son Esau. And then he gave him the blessing. Jacob was continually grabbing at his brother's heel. He grabbed Esau's birthright. He grabbed Esau's blessing. And if he wasn't careful, he was going to grab more than what he bargained for, right? Genesis 27:41. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given to him. He said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. In other words, when my daddy dies, I'm going to kill my brother. Friend, if you've ever been let down, if you've ever experienced searing anger, if you've ever been mad enough to consider physically hurting the person who hurt you, then you can fully relate to the raw emotion Esau expressed toward his brother Jacob. Esau felt like his anger was justified. He really did. He really did. And you know what? And it's so funny because the Bible, many people say that the Bible is not relevant. Here's a perfect, perfect passage to show you how relevant it is. Esau felt his anger was justified. And we often feel the same. When someone steals our joy or robs us of our happiness or whatever it is, it's hard not to take it personally. When we feel like we've been violated, betrayed, or whatever the word you want to use, the consuming anger can even lead to thoughts of revenge. That's where Esau was. Let's turn over a couple of pages over to Genesis 33. Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Let me read this here. All right, so here's scene number 2, right? Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and their children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these with you?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I've met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I have plenty already, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob. "If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God now that you have received me favorably." So we have 20 years later here. Jacob had become a changed man. Some might credit that of a passing of time, but he had an encounter with God. And here in Genesis 33, we don't explicitly hear him confess that the wrong that he's done, but we do see a man who willingly came before what appeared to be a small army and bowed to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. In verse 3 that it says. See, and in those days, people approached kings in that matter. Jacob was clearly expressing an attitude of humility and service. He knew God was with him and everything he had was from God, yet he embraced the position of lowliness. Jacob even called himself here in verse 5, "your servant." Friend, humility is a needed cure for the sickness of a broken relationship. Humility. Humility. Until someone swallows their pride, apologizes, make the first move towards reconciliation, the brokenness will remain. It will remain. The anger and the anxiety will continue to grow. The mental video of offense will be replayed over and over and over and over in our mind, and bitterness will take root in our hearts. But one simple act of humility can turn the tide and reverse the negative momentum. It took humility on Jacob's part to open the door back into a relationship with his brother, and it worked. It worked. I love this in verse 4. It says, Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Friend, I know some of us may see this passage and say, well, that's just cheesy. That ain't going to happen. That's not the real world. But let me tell you something. That's God's heart right there. That's God's heart. Our God is a God of reconciliation. The brothers were able to reconcile because one humbled himself and the other forgave. Either one could have kept the wall up between them, but both were required to knock it down. You know, the way to break down these walls is simple, but it's not easy. Oh, man, if you've wronged someone, just ask for forgiveness. If needed, seek to make restitution. If someone's wronged you, forgive them, period. Even if the offender never apologized, still extend that forgiveness. You know, our example is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to the earth for the very purpose of reconciling us to God and restoring our right standing with him. Think about this. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about this. It says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinning, Christ died for us. You know, it's hard for us to forgive somebody 20 years ago. But while Jesus was carrying our cross, by the way, down Calvary, folks were still sinning. Yet he chose to forgive them. Even while they were still sinning, he died for them. Friend, by his power and through his spirit, we have the ability to repent. We have the ability to ask for forgiveness. We have the ability to extend forgiveness. But the first step is humility. Conflict happens. Amen. It happens. It's happened to countless people in the past. It will happen to you. It will happen to me, even in the context of your deepest and most meaningful relationships. But what happens next determines the quality of those relationships. So I encourage you on this Friday to choose wisely. Tell you what, I think this is probably one of my all-time favorite hymns right here, As the Deer, here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you, the final program of Mark and Friends for 2016. Hey, there's still time for you to get in your special year-end gift to Great News Radio. You can mail it in to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61844. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org. Well, be sure to tune in to Sunday worship as you are driving to church on Sunday morning. Until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed rest of 2016.